Until recently, space exploration stood above party politics. NASA was more than bipartisan. It was nonpartisan. Specifically, a person's support for NASA was uncorrelated with whether or not that person was liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, urban or rural, impoverished or wealthy. NASA's placement in American culture further bears this out. The 10 NASA centers are geographically distributed across 8 states. Following the 2008 federal election, they were represented in the House by 6 Democrats and 4 Republicans. In the 2010 election, that distribution was reversed. Senators from those states are similarly balanced, with 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats. This left-right representation has been a persistent feature of NASA's support over the years. The National Aeronautics and Space Act of 1958 became law under Republican President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Democratic President John F. Kennedy launched the Apollo program in 1961. Republican President Richard M. Nixon's signature is on the plaque left on the moon in 1969 by the Apollo 11 astronauts. And maybe it's just coincidence, but 24 astronauts